The British government has revised its rules on end-of-life care and set up a review of the Liverpool Care Pathway, a programme that coordinates palliative services for those in the final hours and days of life. While praising those who care for the terminally ill, Bishop Philip Egan of Portsmouth has voiced concern about end-of-life care in Britain. In an interview with Christopher Wells, he said he welcomed the government's decision.
As you know, the Liverpool Care Pathway is a process, a set of protocols to care for the dying in our hospitals, particularly in the National Health Service and in care homes. But it's been in the last, the last 18 months, there's been a lot of controversy regarding it. Sometimes people have, are fearful of going into hospital, particularly they might be diagnosed as being terminally ill, and then they said, well, we're going to put somebody onto the Liverpool Care Pathway and so on. And people often pass away then within 29 hours. So there are a number of issues around this. I mean, first of all, it's a good have care of the dying conducted in this way in our hospitals, and you know, this care pathway comes with a lot of support and lots of different protocols which have been put in place. But on the other hand, it has been very controversial, and one of the aspects of this which changed yesterday was that the government will no longer be paying financial incentives to hospitals to put patients who are terminally ill on the Liverpool Care Pathway.
So, Your Excellency, you had actually already expressed some concerns about that. So, it's certainly good that one of those concerns has been addressed. Are there some other issues that you are concerned about that you would hope the government would address in coming days?
One of my other concerns has been that sometimes relatives of terminally ill patients haven't been fully involved in the decision-making process and the care, the medical care and also, of course, the spiritual care, which needs to go with that, particularly for Catholic patients. And a few months ago, the government here implemented a review of the Liverpool Care Pathway. And I think this is one of the concerns that they seem to acknowledge and seem to be involved in. I think there is, maybe I just add one further concern I have, and that is the medical judgment that somebody is about to die. I think is a very vexed and difficult judgment to make. I mean, I have had some concerns relating to the actual procedures involved in making that judgment. But of course, I'm not a medic and I'm not an expert. I just speak as a concerned pastor.
And Bishop Egan, recently you also put out, and you mentioned this in your press release, a teaching message about pastoral care for the dying. Can you tell us a little bit, can you expand on that a little bit for us and why?
Yes, I in that that teaching message, I released it on the 8th of December last year. I was really talking about the spiritual care of the dying, and in particular of Catholics who are dying, and the importance really to pray for a happy death, and especially, you know, making sure that the sacramental care of Mother Church is called in to those who are dying, that the priest comes, that the dying person is given the sacraments. And it was only really in the light of that that I kind of strayed into expressing a few reservations. I mean, not a condemnation at all of the Liverpool Care Pathway, and I do hasten to sort of underline that, but an appreciation of the Liverpool Care Pathway, but nevertheless one or two reservations that I have about that, and especially, as I would say, that for Catholic patients, that the priest, that the sacraments are offered where that's possible.
And in fact, the church certainly has a great deal of concern for the dying and has worked very hard at that. How does the church work together with the government, with care organizations, with hospitals, to help with the spiritual and even physical care of those who are dying or near
that's
death?
That's right. Well, in our diocese, all the care homes and all the hospitals have either a Catholic chaplain to them, such as the big hospital here in Portsmouth, or they fall within our parish and religious structures so that there is a Catholic priest or Catholic chaplain available, on call out. And often, in many of the parishes, lay people from the parishes will visit in the hospitals. They'll visit everyone, obviously, but they will be particularly concerned with the Catholic patient.
And so once again, it seems like you've certainly expressed your appreciation for the work of caregivers in your diocese and elsewhere. And it sounds like you're looking forward to an ongoing conversation with government, with caregivers, and with the church to continue to provide care for the dying.
That's right. And that's, I think our hospitals, our medical staff, and those who care for the sick and the dying do an absolutely magnificent job, and I'm very keen that we constantly, particularly in our bidding prayers at Mass, the intercessions, that we frequently pray for the sick and for those who care for them. So, and as I said before, it's a controversial thing, this LCP, but nevertheless, its intentions are truly honourable ones. And I'm just very hopeful that the present review and one or two adjustments will fine-tune it and make it even better.